Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Metzia, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah Kedosha tells us, Loi sire es sharechicha, o yeseyai nidachim vehisalamta mehem. You're walking down the street, and you see your friend's shar wandering off, or your friend's seh wandering off. Don't make believe like you don't see, don't turn away. Hashef teshivim liachicha. Return it to your brother. If you see your friend's aveda wandering away, and you say, I don't want to bother myself with this, then one is over a loisase, the loisase of loisira. You're also mevatel the mitzvah sasei of hashef teshive, of hashavas aveda. And if the person takes the aveda for himself, he may also be over the lav of loisigza. Now, when you know who the Baal Aveda is, you have to return it to him. Well, what if you don't know who it is? Then you're mechuyev to make an announcement. Well, if I make an announcement and someone comes and says it's mine, how do I know it's his? The answer is, anchanami. He has to come either with edim or simonim. He has to give a simon to show us that he knows what I'm talking about. Is there ever a time that I am allowed to keep it for myself? And the answer is yes. If I know for a fact that the Baalim gave up hope of ever getting it back, I heard them say, Vei l'chasaron kis, I lost so much money, I'll never get it back. It becomes hefka, and it's mutter for the finder to take it for himself, even if you know who it is. Because yish, giving up hope, is like hefka. Now, that's if I know for a fact the Baalim said they give up hope. What if I don't know for a fact that the Baalim gave up hope? Am I allowed to keep the Aveda or not? And the answer is sometimes yes and sometimes no. It depends if there's a simon. If there's no simon, you can't. Because we're going to assume, we're going to base this on a chazaka, that if someone loses something and he has no simon, he probably gave up hope. Because he knows, how am I going to prove it's mine? If it has a simon, you can't take it for yourself. Because the chazaka is that the Baalim probably did not give up hope. They think that through the simon, they're going to be able to claim it back. Now, what's called a simon? There are many different types of simon. Sometimes you can have a simon in the guf of the aveda, I can describe what it is. Or a simon in the makim. I'll tell you exactly where you found it. Or I'll tell you how many there were. We say there's a simon in the guf of the aveda. He's going to explain there was something different about this that's not common, that I couldn't guess. If it wasn't mine, I wouldn't know about it. Then there can be a simon in the makim of the aveda. And he has to explain. I'm telling you, I put it in a special place where I thought that no one's going to step on it over there. You can't just say, oh yes, yes, I'll give you a simon in the makim. It was found in the middle of the street. No, that won't work. You have to explain that you put it away in a specific place. Or, we learned about this a little bit in the previous parak, if he finds a bunch of something, then I can tell him how many he found. Sometimes you can say how much it weighs, I know exactly. Sometimes you can say exactly the measurement of the item. And one more important thing, which is a hakdama. This that we said that you can keep it if the Baalim gave up hope, is only if you picked it up before the Baalim gave up hope. But if you picked it up first, even if you heard afterwards, the Baalim said, forget it, I'll never get it back. Too late. Once you picked it up, you have a mitzvah to return it. Let's say you find something in the middle of the street. And it's a kind of situation where I know for a fact, if the Baalim realize they lost it, they'll give up hope. But it could be they don't know they lost it yet. So what happens then? So that's a machloikis, a baya. And Rava, the famous machloikis, if yish or shalemi das, have a yish or not. Rava says, have a yish. And Abaya says, no. Doesn't help me that the Baalim are going to give up hope when they find out that they lost it. Right now, we don't know for a fact that they realize they lost it. Okay, so slowly we'll see all these pratim a little bit. It's just that in order to understand the Mishnah, we had to have these yesaitis. Let's start our Mishnah. Elu metzias, the following metzias, things that are found that don't have a simen, shaloi, and therefore he can keep it. One who finds it can keep it. And we'll soon see what that list is. We will also have a list of types of things where if you find it, you can't keep it. Rather, chayiv, you're obligated lahachris, to announce, I found an aveda, aveda mitzasi. The Mishnah explains, Eilu mitzias, the following mitzias. Again, a mitzias means something that you find. These are the mitzias that don't have a simon, and therefore, shaloi, they are his. We're going to have 10 examples. Example number one. Matzah peiris mefizarin. He found peiris scattered. The stam peiris don't have a simon. An apple is an apple. When you find them scattered, that also shows us no one just gently put it down there. Someone must have dropped it. So there's no simon on the mokim. Also, they're not tied together, so you can't say a certain amount of apples. They're just apples rolling all around the place. So being that they have no semen, the Bialim gave up hope. And therefore, when you find it, it's yours. Second case, mois mefazare, scattered matbeyos. There's no semen in the goof. Every matbeya looks alike. Every nickel looks alike. They're scattered, so it can't be that the person put it down, and he can tell us where he put it down. And because they're scattered, the minyan is not a semen. Minyan can only be a semen if you find a package of something, or it's in a bag of something. That's the reason he can keep it. Third case, krichos. These are small bundles of tvua that don't have a semen in their guf. There's no semen in the way they're tied together in brishos harabim. They're found in a place where people are walking back and forth. So even if the person did put it down in a specific place, but we know from the way it's laying and where it's laying, this was kicked around from its original place. Either a person or a behemoth pushed it away. These are dried figs that are pressed together in a circle. And everyone used to make it the same way. So you can't come and say, oh, it's mine. I'll prove it to you. It was pressed in a circle. Everyone presses them in a circle. That's not a simon. Fifth thing that's his. Kikores shel nachtem, loaves of bread from a baker. Baker bakes all his loaves the same way. So there's no simon in their goof. Or he found, this is the sixth case, machroizos shel dogim, a certain amount of fish that are connected to a string or a thread. It's like hanging from this thread. Now there was a standard amount that they used to put on. So by saying how many there are, that doesn't prove it's yours. Vaitur, seventh case, v'chaticha shel basar. He found a piece of meat. And the piece of meat came from the butcher where they cut everything equally. There's no simon. And they all have a standard weight. So there's no simon in the weight. Eighth case, v'gizei tzemer abos mimdinosa. Bundles of wool that were cut off the sheep. Gizei means it was cut off. Like goizis is one of the malachas on Shabbos. One of the lamtes malachas is to shear the wool off the sheep. Tzemer is wool. V'gizei tzemer habois mimdinosa. In other words, it looks exactly the way it looks like when it comes from the places where you shear the wool off. If it was given over to someone to work with it already, you can have a simon. Or ninth case, v'anitzei pishtan. These are bundles of flax that were combed with a special comb. And they're prepared for weaving. There's no simon. It's all done the same way. It's standard. And finally, the tenth case, u'lishaynai shel argaman, purple wool. This was already worked out, and it was dyed purple, and it was combed, and it was pulled out. It looks a little bit like a tongue. And there's no simon because they were all processed the same way. And also, there's no simon in the way it was found. So in all these 10 cases, the din is, Re'elu Shaloi belongs to him. Divei Reb Meir, as I held, Rebbe Meir. Now suppose I find igulei devela, these pressed figs. Okay? They're all made the same way. There's no simon. I start opening it, and there's a piece of cheres here, a piece of potsherd, broken piece from earthenware. It's not likely someone put it in here. It must have fallen in. But could it be that this is a simon? Could it be that the Bialim know it fell in, and therefore they're saying, I'm not going to give up hope. I have a way of claiming it back. There's a piece of cheres inside. Suppose I have over here a loaf from a baker, kikores shel nachtaim, no simon. The Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, just told me I can keep it. But inside I find a coin. A coin must have fallen in, into the dough, and it was baked into the bread. It's not likely someone put it there. Probably fell in. But could it be that the owner knows it fell in, and therefore he plans on using that as a simon? L'cha'ayre, Rabbi Meir says you can still keep it. As far as the Bialim are concerned, it's not recognizable from the outside. It's not something that the Bialim put in as a simon. It's what's called a simon habami elav. According to Rabbi Meir, the chances are the Bialim don't even know that it's there. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol sheyesh bo shinui, any metziah that has any type of shinui inside, even if the Bialim didn't make the shinui, even if it happened on its own, chayv l'hachris, you can't keep it. You have to call it out. Ketzad, how would you have such a case? Give me an example. Zakta Mishnah Matzah, eagle, suppose I found this eagle shel devela. Ubesoichin, inside, cheres, is a piece of broken pottery. Kicker, there's a loaf of bread. Ubesoichin mois, and inside there's money. So it's a simen abo me'elav. It's not recognizable from the outside, but Rabbi Yehuda still holds. The Bialim may know about this. They may rely on this as a simen, and therefore they're not being miyayish themselves. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer kol klei an puria. All new kelim einoi chayev lahachris. You don't have to call out. And here we come to a new halacha. It's the halacha of tvias ayin. If a person finds an aveda in a place where it's likely that it fell from a tzuvri medabana, from a talmud chacham, like in the base of medrash, even though there's no simen, still may have to call it out. Because a talmud chacham that has a cheskas kashrus, that he wouldn't lie, they are trusted to say, by looking at an item, I can tell this is my item. Even though there's no actual simen. Let's say your wallet in your pocket. You know, yeah, there's a good chance you can look at it and say, I know that's my wallet. Even though I can't give you a simen. So Talmidei Chachamim, they don't give up hope. By something where it's shayach, tvias ayin. Tvias ayin means just the recognition that's mine. We see from all the examples in the Mishnah, the Taka Wadavka talking about things, it's not shaykh, a tfiyas ayin on it. Maybe you recognize your wallet. Maybe you recognize your bava kama gemara, even though there's no simon on it. But to say you recognize a loaf of bread, what do you recognize? It's a loaf of bread that comes from the baker. And the same is true for the other examples in the Mishnah. Kum Trab Shimon ben Elazar, and he's a little bit more nachmi here in this din of tfiyas ayin. Rab Shimon ben Elazar says, even a wallet, even a bava kama gemara, even a keli, we don't always say there's tvias ayin. It has to be something that's used. Something that's not new. Bava kama gemara that I spent a whole zman on, and it's worn down in a good way because I used it, even though my name isn't on it, and there are plenty such bava kama gemaras, it's shaykh to say, oh, I recognize this gemara's mine. Even if there's no simon, I can't tell you there's a coffee stain on daf ayin gimel. I recognize it's mine. But a brand new gemara, not shaykh to say you recognize that it's yours. As I have Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon Elazar Omer kol klei an puria, any new keli that doesn't have a simon, a keli that your eye wasn't satiated from it yet, you don't really have a regilis, you can't say you recognize it, einai chayiv lahachras, the one who finds it does not have to call it out. Even if the Talmud Chacham comes and says, oh, I recognize that, it's mine, it's not old enough for you to recognize it. You think you recognize it. So quickly chazering over, basically this Mishnah boils down to three things. Anything that we know for a fact, that the Bailam would give up hope, and they gave up hope even before it was found, then we say finders keepers. You find it, you can keep it. If you clearly see the Bailam made a simon over here, or it's a simon that's recognizable from the outside, even if the Bailam didn't make it, so we know they're not going to give up hope. Why should they? Now we also said that a simon could be in one of three ways. Either in the guf of the Aveda, like I told you beforehand, on Daf Ayin Gimel there's a coffee stain. Either in the Makayim, the Bailam can explain, you see, I put it away in a place where no one should step on it. Or in the amount, if it's two or more, I can tell you exactly how many there were. Those are all simanim. And Mamela, the assumption is the Bailam for sure, and not Miyash themselves, you have to call it out. That's rule number one. What if you have a simon abomi a love? Like a piece of cheres that fell into the eagle devela, or a coin that may have fallen into the dough. Not likely that someone put it here. That's a machlokes. Tanakama says it's not a simon. Rabbi Yehuda says it is a simon. And then we had in regard to the halacha of tvias ayin. So if it's an older keli, and the area is a place where there are talmidei chachamim, so we know, we trust them. If they say, I recognize that it's mine. If it's a new keli, here we have a machlokes. According to the Tanakama, apparently we still trust the Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says no. It's a brand new keli. He may think that it's his, but lav dafka, that is the case. As the Mishnah concludes, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer kol klei an puria, any keli that you're not used to really looking at it, einoi chayiv lahachris, you don't have to call out.